And so one of the major plans of the enemy for you is to make you to agree and to believe that life is completely natural. You know, it's the enemy intends to make you think that your intelligence is all that you have to live with. Are you together with me? The enemy wants you to think that life is all about your intelligence, as though there is nothing more. But there is more. The Bible talks about how there is a spirit in man, right? And then what happens to that spirit? The breath of God gives it what? The inspiration, the spirit of God. It means that we have a spirit that has the... There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. There is a spirit in man. So man has the capacity to receive. Do you understand that? A man is compatible with receiving something from God. We are compatible. Do you understand that? There is, you know, not all things are compatible with other things, but man is compatible. You were wired. It's in your natural making. You have the ability to receive from God. Now, the breath of God works with your spirit. When the breath of God comes upon your spirit, there will not be an error message. Are you together with me? There's not going to be an error message when the breath of God lights upon your spirit. Your spirit is wired naturally to receive from God. And it's a tangible thing. And it's a real thing. And from this reality, you can do life. Are you together with me? With this reality, you can do life. I mean, you can do everything in life. You can do all parts of life. I said, how many parts of life? All parts of life. The inspiration of God can do everything. Are you together with me? Don't forget that there was nothing created that didn't go through Jesus. And so it means that there is, so far it exists, then it can be run by God. Because if it exists, it was made by God. Are you together with me? Tonight, are you here to receive?
Yes.
So there is a spirit in you. And the breath of God gives it enlightenment, gives it inspiration. So darkness is a strange thing to you. Confusion is a strange thing to you. I said confusion is a strange thing to you. The Bible has so domiciled all of this goodness, and he's wired you as an all-in-all equipment that even for you to get living water, you don't even have to take a journey to heaven. The Bible even says that out of your belly flows. You are all, oh my goodness. You are crafted. You know, there are some devices that before they work, you have to buy another device to join it together. There's one mixer that Comfort is deceiving us to buy. We buy that mixer. Where's Comfort? Where is she? She's in the room. She's outside. We'll buy that mixer some millions of naira. She now says, we will buy what again? What's that second thing you will buy for that mixer to work? Box. What do you call it? What's box? Yes, you will buy another box. That box too is millions. So when you buy the mixer, you will think you have bought mixer. They will now say, sir, you have bought mixer, but for this mixer to work properly, there's one box you will buy. And both is in millions, millions. But the deception is first buy the mixer. So they can say the mixer maybe 2.5 million. You would have bought it. You would think it worked. They say, sir, it can't work. So are you going to leave your 2.5 million? You have to buy the other one. It's also millions. Do you understand? So when I calmed down and looked at it, I said, let me relax. Because this lady wants to put me in trouble. But man is not like that. When you have bought the mixer, you don't need to buy another thing. It's a complete being. Oh, Kabaya. It is because of these that God doesn't care about who born you, who did not give birth to you, which nation were you born. God is not interested in giving you an advantage in the flesh. Because he knows that with salvation, there can never be a disadvantage. So nobody has it better than you. It's a complete package that is not in need of any external addition to make it work. Are you together with me? From your room, you can power life. You can power it. Are we together, friends? From your room. If your whole room is like a toilet, from there you can power. You can power life and change the world. And that is the beauty of Africa. That is why I perceive that the Lord would like to use Africa. Because it will be obvious that this is the Lord. Our disadvantage is necessary for the magnifying of God's power. Yes. I don't know if you are here. Now, tonight, I'm interested in only talking to people who want the world. Yes. Not people who want salary. No. Who have an... I want to talk to people who want to do only what God can do. Yeah. Those are the type of people I'm interested in communicating with. Oh, my goodness. Those who have forgotten where they are coming from. That's what Hebrews told us, chapter 11, about those men, that if they have remembered where they are coming from, they would have turned back. We're not turning back to where we are coming from. Are you together with me? Because we have seen a city that has foundations and the maker is God. We have seen that one. Now that is the one that we are pursuing. Are you together with me? And that's why we don't need anyone to like us. Are you together with me? Your likeness is unto your favor. Your likeness of me is for your good. Yes, it's for your good. It's a smart decision. You are just being smart and being corny. Are you together with me? Because without it, this plane is flying. Because there is a spirit in man. And then tonight we have come to pour inspiration on that spirit. That's the assignment tonight. You see, but I'm going to teach you, I'm going to tell you 7 things that will perpetually put you in that place where you can always receive from God and receive from the men of God. Are you together with me? Because your life, you see, if your life is not just natural, then you must know how to engage life beyond all the natural laws that you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the things I'll be saying to you are not things, I'm sure that they are not in your textbooks. Because the writers of your textbook don't have the spirit. They don't have access. Are you together with me? Yes, sir. Isn't that unfortunate? So unfortunate. They write big books that don't have much in them. I have 7 things we need to really, really, really talk about. You see, the way God has arranged this, he has arranged us as a body. One of the very fundamental revelation that every child of God must have is that you must have the revelation that we have been arranged as a body. The implication of that is that there is nothing you are becoming that is about you. Anytime the part of the body wants to grow outside the wisdom and the purpose of the body, what you have is a major disease. Don't you think so? The day you see a big leg, you know what makes a leg big? When you say this leg is big, it's not just by studying the leg. It's that you look at the leg in proportion to the body. Then you can say this one has meningitis. It's that same leg that has meningitis is the size of somebody else's leg, and that person is healthy because that leg is in alignment with the body. So when we're talking, we need to fully understand that our context is the body of Christ. When you do not understand your context as the body of Christ, whatever growth you have is a cancer. And not just that your growth is a cancer, there is a cancer in the mind. You are not permitted to think outside the body. That is the holy prison that God has kept all of us in. And that was what Paul was talking to us about. You know, when people began to feed, in the book of, is it 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians chapter 7, when people began to feed the communion outside the body, when they began to eat communion and were eating it as individuals, Paul said because of this, they started having falling sick and dying. And the reason for that, when Paul did his test, he said they did not discern the body. Because he said you go and you eat and you forget that your brother is still coming from work. And then you get full, you get drunk, and the other brothers come and have nothing to eat. So even though God provided food, he didn't provide food for you. He provided food for us. And even though you came earlier than others, it's no advantage. You must eat it in discerning the body. You must find out how many, what's the size of this food? How many are we today? If you eat it based on how hungry you are, you start dying. So if you begin to imagine, and that's the cancer of preaching and teaching that doesn't take his spirit from apostolic revelation. You see, the apostolic revelation is foundational revelation upon which every teaching should stem from. If we teach about you without having its root from apostolic wisdom, we put you in crisis. And that's why the church is in crisis. A lot of people are living for themselves, not understanding that God has no plan for you. He has plan for us. And whatever he gives you is for us.
Yes.
Let me show you something. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, come. Lalu, come. Come. So, where in this scripture we see increase, right? But where is the supply that leads to increase? Where is it located? In joint. So there is no supply in individualism.
Yeah.
Until there is a joint, there can never be a supply. So it's important to always spot where the joint is. That it is in the joint that there will always be supply. Anytime there's no joint, there won't be supply. There is death when there is no joint. So if you are Satan, what would you do? To make sure that, how can I teach them not to be joined? Sit down, brothers. How can I teach them what? Not to be joined. The supply is in the joints. You see, the supply in the body is where, in the joint. When you're looking for where supply is, go to the joints. It is from the joints that God has commanded supply. God has not commanded supply outside the joint. How beautiful it is for brothers to dwell together in what? In unity. What is it? Is it like? It is like oil. Not that oil will come when there is unity. It says the unity is automation. There's automatic oil when there's unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to what? To dwell together. If they can form a joint, see what will happen. It is like the precious ointment. It is like upon the head that ran down the upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment. And as the dew of Ammon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there, where's the there? Joint. So there is, so for there the Lord commanded deep blessing. So the blessing has an address, and it's the joint. So immediately you are not in the joint, you are no more blessed. If you leave the joint and say, I'm still blessed, you are telling a lie. Because there is a place God has commanded the blessing. So the enemy inspires you that you are blessed and encourages you to leave a joint. Ooh. Now, this is my wife, right? She's joined to me. That's why she's blessed. If my wife looks inside herself and sees her anointing, and sees her greatness, and sees her beauty, and decides not to be joined, the blessing she thinks she has is a rumor. She's no more blessed. Yeah. The only reason why she's blessed is what? Is the joining. It's the joining. Sit down, my dear. Always blessed. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
The joining. So when we're discussing the blessing, it is found where? In the joints. Say it's found in the joints.
Found in the joints.
Where is it found?
In the joints.
In the joints. So it's important and it's imperative for us to learn how to be joined. There is a way to be joined. If you are yourself, if you want to be yourself, you will not be joined. Why? Because the seed of self is in us. You need education.
Yes, sir.
Am I preaching here? What do we need?
Education
on how to be joined. You need education on how to be joined, because immediately you are not joined, you can no more prosper, because the prosperity has a context. Now, you can have money, but you are not prospering. It means that you are no more relevant in the scheme of things. It means that what God is doing does no longer concern you. You are no longer part of what God is doing, because you have been disjointed. So to be disjointed is not a casual thing. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
It's the consequences of it are eternal. We must learn how to remain joined, right?
Yes,
we must learn what?
How to remain joined.
This is one of the reasons why God hates divorce.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons why God hates divorce. So when we discuss receiving a blessing, we're discussing it in the context of the body, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's the context. That's the context of the blessing. We're discussing it in the context of apostolic assignment. We're discussing it in the context of the establishment of the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. Can you say with me the establishment of the kingdom of God?
The kingdom of God.
Upon the face of the earth.
Upon the face of the earth.
Can I read? If we do not establish the kingdom of God in this city, what have we gained? Don't you think we should establish the kingdom of God in this city? Don't you think so? That this must be a hub of salvation. Don't you think so? And the opportunities are huge in this nation. This must be a hub of salvation. Tayo, this must be a hub of salvation. Must be a hub of salvation. This must be a hub of salvation. Or we shut down and go and play game. Yeah. We played game today, no? I played game today. And it was very successful. It was successful. Huh? I don't want to talk about somebody. I don't want to talk about the other person's lack of success. Because if I was successful, the other person can never be successful. And today we are talking success. Bulu, are we not talking success today? No, I'm just... I just make sure he's there for explanation. Friends, we have to raise a hub of salvation. Anything short of that does not make any sense.
Yeah.
Any sense. What does that mean? It means that one of the statements of hope for people in this city should be that let's take them to Glory Center Community Church. It should be a statement. It should be a powerful statement. Say, this boy. Hi. Sir, can we take him to Glory Center Community Church? Can we take him? And he doesn't have to meet pastor. The thing can start from the gate man. It can start from the cleaners. It has to be. Friends, it has to be. Anything other than this, we are not doing. It has to be. That's why the plan is not to just build a church. It's a kingdom. We will confuse them. We say, is it a church? Is it a company? Is it an organization? What is it? It's a nation. It's a nation. Kenya, we have to. We must. We must. We must. We have to. Friends, we have to. We must have greater success rates than the government. We must. People's lives should be better being members of this church than being citizens of this nation. It must be a better decision. People should be more excited about them being joined to this house than our passport. We have to. We won't blow grammar. We have to get the job done. We have to get the job done. We should be. This house should be unaware that there are no jobs in the nation. We should be unaware there are no jobs in the nation. Unaware of that. We should be unaware of the sorrow in the nation because we have mastered the joy of the Spirit. We should be unaware of that. Kenneth, we have to. We have to. You can sit down, brother. We must. We can't be talkers. So we have to find out how to be perfectly joined in every area God wants us joined so that there can be a supply. There has to be a supply. The enemy wants to have us disjointed. Listen, even after the fall, there was still a dimension of access God had upon the face of the earth. Until there was separation between Cain and Abel. Yes. It became worse when Cain went ahead and destroyed his brother and killed Abel. Now when God appeared to him, God asked him, where's your brother? And his response is, am I what? My brother's keeper. It means that there is a question in God's mind. It means that where's my brother? Where's thy brother? It's a valid question in the mind of God. It means that when God sees you, he wants to see your brother. That you are an extension of your brother. That's how deep it is. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Are you truly here?
Yes, sir.
Is your spirit man here?
Yes, sir.
So we have to learn to be gracious team players. Gracious. What do I mean by team player? We have to be joint. Join together. We must be gracious, what? Team players. I'm just doing an introduction. These are not the seven things I want to talk about. This is introduction. There are about four or five type of players you don't want to be. Because when you are like that, you will affect the joint. And the supply will stop from you. Eh? The first one is that they are painful team players. You know, they are players who cause the team pain. Huh? What do they cause the team?
Pain.
They are players who cause the team pain. Yeah. You need to come to our football matches. They just want to dribble. Aye. We would have amassed strength from the defense wanting to go and score. Everybody counter-attack. Then there will be a player causing us pain because he wants to dribble 85 people before he scores. That's why I like Mourinho. I can't forget the day Joko came in. Joko. They brought Joko in. They brought him in as a substitute. And then he went to the corner to cross. Crossing, he could have crossed normally. He crossed like Lekan. Like this. Mourinho removed him immediately. He called him back. He just go and sit down on the bench. There are players who cause the team pain. And they are usually players who are more concerned about themselves than the team. They always want to play 10. And there are sometimes, for the sake of the team, there is a place you will be put to play that you might not enjoy. But if you stay there, the team will win. Paul speaking about Alexander. He said, Alexander did me evil. Much like the guy I'm better without Alexander. You know, there are some players, if referee can give them red card, the team can now win. You know, they are not a loss. When the referee moves them, we have not lost. It's as though they went behind us to collect money from the opponent. Yeah. They cause pain. Don't be a team player that causes what?
Pain.
Yes, sir. The day you don't come for a meeting, your unit head is happy. Ah, thank God this person did not come because it's tougher with you. That's why I say gracious team player. He says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him. The Lord reward him. That's a painful team player. You will not be a painful team player.
Yeah.
You will not cause your brother pain.
Yeah.
And you will not cause your leaders pain.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not you that will say you are not causing pain. It's your leader that will say whether you are causing pain or not. I know you can't be causing somebody joy and the person will say you are causing him pain. If someone tells you, if your leader says you are causing me pain, don't go and pray about it whether it's true. It's true. But not anymore.
Yes,
I said not anymore.
Yes, sir.
Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. You know, there's another team player that causes trouble, that causes crisis. They are called foolish team players. Foolish ones. Foolish ones. That was where Galatian church got to. The Paul says, oh foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? They are just foolish. He's talking about team players who are foolish. Like they don't have sense. The gullibility level is high. And the basis of the foolishness of the Galatians was that they began to live the truth that Paul taught them. Yeah. Are you together with me? And they allowed, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You will not be foolish.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just outrightly foolish.
Yeah.
You just carry this grace of naivety. Yes. But that's not your portion.
Amen.
There's a chair here. There's a chair here. Run quickly. Come and sit down there. Praise God. They don't need chair. They can sit on the floor. They don't need chair. Are we together, friends?
Yes.
Is it awfully guy who hath bewitched you? So you see that there is never bewitching without a physical agency. It is how did you get bewitched? He said, who? So sometimes foolishness comes with new associations. You were not foolish until you met someone. Yeah. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the spirit of the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the spirit? Are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
But you will not be foolish.
Amen.
I said you will not be foolish.
Amen.
You won't be foolish. I won't be foolish. I won't be foolish. Another bad team player is the fake team player. He's not part of the team. But he has jersey. Huh? He has jersey. He has oos. He has sauce. And he has boots. But he's not part of the team. There are people like that. They are not part of the team. The apostle said that they were never part of us. Because if they were ever part of us, they would have stayed with us. That's the pseudo team player. He's not there. But he just wants to check it out. Are you together with me?
Yes,
you know, even Bajona, I believe that's his name. By Jesus, he was not part of the team. He just behaved as if he was part of the team. Until Peter released heavy curse on him. Then he now reorganizes. Huh? Give me that scripture of that guy. He's not part of the team. Those are fake team players, right?
Yes, sir.
They are fake team players. They're not part of the team. They just look like they're part of the team, but they are not. They have their own, how do you know? They have their own personal agenda. You see, may God deliver you from covenant that is not truly covenant.
Amen.
Where there is personal what?
Agenda.
Oh, my goodness. I suspect that Lot was not a genuine team player. Lot. He has always been with Abraham because of profit. And the day Abraham gave him the option of full-blown profit, hey! Bible says he lifted up his eyes and said, today's opportunity comes but once. And he went. Whereas he could have linked himself with an eternal dynasty. Yeah, but he was never a team player. I remember one guy who sent me a message one time. He said, Pastor Zach, I just love you. There's just something about the way you do the work of ministry. In fact, I'm so glad to be here. Oh my goodness. Mainly sent me that message. 20 seconds later, a sister in this church sent me a message, sent me his picture. I said, this guy is asking me out. And I told him that he needs to talk to you. I said, wow. I told him he needs to talk to you. I asked him, has he spoken to you? And has he given you date? So I said, wow, this is what made me a great man of God. I didn't see him after 2 weeks. Because he's not a team player. He's a fake one. And God will help us expose fake team players. We are not trying to be big. We are trying to be a force. A force. Do you understand? For someone to be a force, start to be together. You can't be a force when you are scattered. I don't know if you... That's the mystery of blow. Punch. That's the mystery. What makes punch the ability to kill someone is the togetherness. You, like this. This one cannot do much. This one cannot do much. This one cannot. This one cannot. This one. But if you can strong it like this. No. Someone can die through a punch. It's not through guns. There are punches that can kill someone. Yeah. So it's about force. It's not about plenty hands. It's about when the hands have come together. Yeah. Come on, shout force. It's the force. This 21 days, the success of it is the force. Yeah. The success of the 21 days is not my ability to preach. It's the together of your hearts. The togetherness of your hearts. That is what brought the... No man brought the glory. I didn't... See, this thing, they bought it with money. It has no glory in it. There's no glory there. I just say, let me wear it today because of what we want. I feel like what I want to do. That's why I wore it. But it's you that brought the power. Yeah. It's your togetherness, your hugs, your greetings from a pure heart, your concern for one another. That question you ask that brother, what are you doing now? How can I be of help to you? That CV you took and sent to somewhere, and you said, that's my guy, yo. Those were the things that culminated to turn to glory of God. That's the glory. It's not a man. So it's important to find out who is a fake team player. You see, because sometimes you can't throw a punch when one hand is paining you. When fight starts and one hand is paining you, it's a very bad thing. How many of you play basketball? When that ball hits one hand, that thing is painful. It can render you useless. But I see a great force. Let her come in. I say, let people come in. That's the instruction. Just let her sit down somewhere. If she can sit on the floor, sit. If she cannot sit on the floor, then... No, let the woman, let the old woman sit too. Let the young lady. That's how the culture of our nation is. Are my friends here? Did you go somewhere else?
No,
you are in this building.
Yes, sir.
With all of your heart.
Yes, sir.
It has to be a force. Force. We are thousands, but it's a force. I said we are in our thousands, but it's a force. When we are in our millions, it's still a what? It's a force. Even if you go to Amsterdam, it's still a what? It's still a force. I see a forceful army. I see it. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you see it. I see it. Yeah, I can see the force. You know, there's nothing you can do about a people that have said they are a people. There's nothing you can do. You see, you can only destroy people from within them. If they have decided not to be destroyed from within, you can't destroy them from without. Who can end a marriage except for the man and the wife? So far, the man and the wife say, we are still married. If you don't like my marriage, you can't dissolve it. I don't know if anybody think you can dissolve the marriage. I don't think you can dissolve it. It can only be dissolved from within. If the two of us say we are married. Yeah. Are we not married? Very much. How long? My own is forever. Even when we get to heaven, I will do as if I didn't read scripture. There's no marriage in heaven. I will escape meetings and come and catch you in corner. I will escape those meetings. When Paul is doing Bible study, I'll just say, I want to go and peace, Paul. I'll say, Paul, I want to go and peace. But it be rotten. Babe, I'll find out. Show your leg. Can we have a shout of praise in this room? Glory to Jesus. You know, we also have greedy team players. Greedy. Greedy. Part of the painful one is that one that we studied one time. What's his name? No. What's that guy's name we studied? We did a Diotifros. Diotifris. Ah. Go and we'll listen to that guy's message so that you will not be another Diotifris. But let's not go there. There's no time. Greedy ones, right? Greedy team players. These ones are led by their lust. They are greedy team players. One of them is Gehazi. Why do you want what Elisha does not want? Why? Why? Why are you disconnecting yourself from Elisha? Why do you want to leave Elisha to go and get something? Are you not meant to be Elisha's servant? Where Elisha go, you go. You are not an individual. You are joined to Elisha. But lost. And when lost carries you, you miss prophetic season. Yeah. Because this man could have gotten wealth and gotten the mantle. Because Elisha didn't have a problem with wealth. Elisha just said, it's not time. He said, is this the time? That was what Elisha said. Elisha said, is this the time to do this? Because he had his own agenda. He was lost. He was greedy for lust, for money. But Gehazi, the servant of... Where are you now? And Naaman said, be content, take 2 talents. And he hushed him and bound 2 talents of silver with... The next verse. I don't know what you are playing like. It's not powerful. This place is powerful. It's powerful. All right. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman this Syrian in not receiving at his hand that which is brought, but as the Lord liveth. As the Lord liveth. So you see, you have to open your eye and brain to check the content of what people are saying. That they put the name of the Lord does not mean they are making any sense. This guy is about to do the worst thing of his life. And God's name was part of it. As the Lord liveth, I will run after him. And take somewhat of him. So Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running, prophet is running. He lighted down from chariots to meet him and said, it's all well. Can you see this guy's destiny is already changing? Naaman left where he was because he's not well with him. To go and meet the prophet who it is well with. When Gehazi left his prophet, the question that they started expressing in life is he well with you? Yeah. That's what happens. When you leave the joint that God has joined you to, the next question you'll be receiving is all well. It was well with him when he was with Elisha. Is he well? He said, all is well, my master has sent me. Let's leave this story. There's no time. Such a sad story, isn't it? Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
You know, this was the same thing that happened to Demas. He says, Demas has left me, having what? Love this present. It's greed. It's greed. But the Lord, listen, the Lord will deliver you from greed.
Amen.
You see, greed will look like you are being wise, but you're actually shortchanging yourself. Sometimes it can be greed for even power. Yeah, you can have greed for power. You think you are wise, but you are shortchanging yourself. Stay where God has ordained you to be. Just stay there. And it will be well with you. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
And the last one is the profitable team player. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll start from verse 11. Is that it? Verse 12, let me see 12. No. I want to read where Paul told Timothy to bring Mark with him. To bring Mark along, because Mark is profitable for him for the ministry. Is it 1 Timothy? Did I miss it? 2 Timothy. All right, give it to me. Okay, 4. 4, 11, not 11. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee. Right? Why is that so? May this be your testimony.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother, I said this will be your testimony.
Yeah.
My sister, this will be your testimony.
Yeah.
Do you know I did a study on this word profitable? What it actually means, actually. Easily used. You know, easily. Someone that when you want to use the person, it's easy. That's what it means, easily. Yes. I'm not like trying to conquer. That's what it means. If you check your concordance, it means easily used. It's profitable. It means that with Mark, he's a gracious team player. It's not hard with Mark. I said, it won't be hard with you. He said, bring Mark with you. Don't come alone. In fact, if you don't even come, just send Mark. Mark was that valuable to Paul. And if Mark was valuable to Paul, Mark is valuable to the kingdom.
Yeah.
And if Mark is valuable to the kingdom, Mark must be valuable to God.
Yeah.
Because you can never be valuable to God outside the context of the body. Don't forget where I started the preaching from. It's the body. You judge yourself, your relationship with God, on the basis of how you are relating with the body. And the only body you can relate with now is the local assembly. It's not the universal one. Yeah. That's the portion of the body. That's what you are. That's where you find your joint. He says, send Mark. I want Mark. It means that there are some people, if you tell Paul, I want to send him, Paul said, I've just been in a season where I like to be alone. Don't send this one. But for Mark, send Mark. I pray that God will touch your heart.
Yeah.
That you'll be that person that everyone wants, every kingdom project wants you around. He said, help me send Toby, help me send Dami. Can you send Tunde? May they not see the name of the list of those they are sending. I say, can you help me remove them off that list? Remove that person, please. Because if God doesn't take pleasure in you serving him, then what's your purpose in life? I don't know. What can be the reason for a man's existence if he finds it difficult to use him for the kingdom? What other purpose is a valuable purpose? You are being abused if you are not used for kingdom purpose. You are living an abusive life. We usually say when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Your purpose in life is serving God. That's why we are here. Is that not why we are here?
Yes.
Is there anybody here who is not in the ministry? Raise your hand, you are not in the ministry. Everyone here is in the ministry. It's a curse not to be one. I'm in the ministry serving the Lord faithfully. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I said, glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are you blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
Or is it tomorrow you will plan to be blessed?
No.
Or is it next week?
No.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's run. Oh my goodness. Can you pray in tongues for like 20 seconds? Thank you, Father. We love you, Jesus. Mara bashakatai. Ora gadobesi ala bashakatia. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The first thing that you would need to always receive from God is that you need to a life of obedience to the word of God. You have to be a doer of the word. You have to be a doer of the word. You have to be a crazy doer of the word. Eh? Not once in a while. Consistently doing the word. We see that in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, where Jesus was telling us about how it is blessed not to be a hearer only, but to be what? To be a doer of the word. You know, that is one of the identity of a child of God. That's one of the signs that you have a childlike heart. Listen, I've mastered everything I mastered because somebody said do it. And I just did it. I didn't grow by deciding what I want to do. No, that's not how we grew. Oh, how did we learn how to pray? How did I learn how to pray? Because I was told how to pray. I was told. When I was sleeping, the person leading prayer said, "Get up." And sometimes I'm like, "Does this person know how tired I am?" He said, "Get up, pace." That's why we always pace you. That's how I was trained. That's why I can always pray now. No matter how tired I am, I will never be the one sleeping in prayer meeting. Not me. Not me. I don't care the tiredness. Not Zach. It's not because I'm a pastor. It's training. So the thing is now there. I was told how to pray. I was told to do things I didn't feel like doing. I was told how to preach. Before you are allowed to do it the way you want to do it, you must have perfected the heart of being told how to do it. We were given manuals to preach from, and we had bigger revelations, more powerful than the manual. Or they give you the manual with points, and you have to stay there. Yeah. You have to be told. You have to be a doer of the word. There are some of you till today, paying of your tithe is still optional. Till today. Yeah, till today is still optional. And you still have the guts to say amen when they are talking about converting the riches of Gentile. They are not converting anything to you. Which kind of rumor is that? You can't do tithe. You don't do tithe. Some of you still behave contrary to all my series on marriage. Everything. You behave contrary to it. You say, this is not the time for Pastor Zach's message. I will deal with you today. I heard you now. I heard what you said at home. You think my spirit was with you. And I heard some ladies saying that over. Is this what Pastor Zach taught us? Is this what Pastor Zach taught? Did I tell you to be reminding your husband my message? Witchcraft. Yeah, some of you still don't practice it. Oh, if you want to grow in this kingdom, you have to be a child. You have to be a child. That is the only way, brother. That's the only way, sister. We are told what to do. and we do it. PK told us every January, from January to 21 days, we fast and pray and do vigils every night for 21 nights, every day. That's what my leader said we should do. And I will go there. And that's where we learned. That's where we build the stamina. We do it thrice a year. We do January. We do June or July. I think he's doing July very soon. And then we do December. Thrice a year. Vigil every night. God knows I needed that capacity to do what I'm doing now. And that's why God forbid me to now raise a church and I will not give the church the things that raised me. No. We keep making the standard fall. We resume church 6:30. That was how I grew. I grew by going to church 6:30. I'm a bona fide redeemed worker. Not all this jeopardy redeem, real redeem. I'm a bona fide. You know what it means to be a redeemed worker? You know, if you go through redeemed workers in training, six months, you first do believers class. The last day of believers class, they'll do deliverance for you in case your demons are still there. Yes. They do deliverance for you. Forget that you are speaking in tongues. We do deliverance for everyone. Cast out demons. And that was what saved me from one girl I was eyeing as a small Christian. There was one girl I was saying, Kai, this girl will be good, though. This one I will marry. Until, and she was part of my believers class. Until the day of our deliverance. They just lay hand on her. And said, I said, I'm not marrying again. I'm not marrying again. I'm marrying another person. Deliverance for us. That's why we are going stretch. We have to go stretch. Anything that works must have hard work. Yeah. Must be hard work. You see, hard work is grace is not the subtraction of hard work. No, grace is present in hard work. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Doeth them. You have to do the word. You have to do what you are told to do. Eh? You have to be a doer. Not a revelator. Some people can talk, but they will never do. They love to talk. Such people will cause you pain. They love to talk, but what? Will never do. Judge people by their actions, not by their words. They say church resume 7:00. You must tell your soul, I get to church 7:00. You must race to be there 7:00. That is the heart of one God will use. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Don't. You must train your soul to get. May your children see you hurry up. Hey. May your children see you hurry up. And they say, well, why is that? They say, we need to get to church by 6:40. We need to get to church by so time. Let it not shock people that you got to church early.
Wow.
Say, ah. That is the heart of those who will take the world. That's the heart. There is no casualty around greatness. You can't be casual and be great. It's not possible. Are we together with me?
Yes, sir.
You must be a doer of the word, right?
Yes, sir.
Doer of the word. The Bible teaches about sexual purity. What must you be? A doer of the word. You must be sexually pure. Yeah. Let sexual sin truly be a fall for you. Let it be, I fell. Not that I'm falling. You must be a doer of the word. Are we together?
Yes,
we run away from sexual sin. Why? We are Christians and the Bible says we run away from sexual sin. So we run from sexual sin. Right?
Yes, sir.
It's not a lifestyle. Sexual sin cannot be a lifestyle and yet you love the church. You love... No. You are not a doer of the word. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
You walk away from sexual sin. You are a giver. You give your tithes, right? Because it's in the word. We just do... It's as... Lalu is simple, isn't it? Lalu, is it not simple? It's simple. You see, the path of the righteous is a very simple one. Just do what you are told to do. It's simple. Love your wives, right?
Yeah.
Wives, what should you do?
Submit.
No explanation for it. No explanation. It's not, brother, listen, it's not that I can't submit to, but the way you are behaving, the day you change, you will see submission. No. The Bible just says what? Submit. And the day you mess up and you don't submit, what do? You apologize. You beg for it. I say, I missed it. Please forgive me. Now that's what it means to be a child of God. We shouldn't be a child of God because you say you are. We shouldn't know you are a child of God because you said it. We should check the book and check your life and say, okay, yes. The second thing you need to always receive a perpetual flow from God is humility. The Bible says that he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humility. Say humility.
Humility.
The third thing is that you must be one who knows how to win in prayers. You must have breakthrough in prayer. Prayer must not be something strange to you. Listen, one of the things that we should provoke one another to is prayer. Don't see people praying fervently and say, you see, this thing is not like that. It's about your heart. Don't create a theology around where you are feeling. Don't say prayer is not about screaming. Prayer is not about shaking your head. It's your heart. You can just be like this and you are connecting. But is that the only way to pray? Why is it? It's only that one you can do. The people who are praying, shaking their body, they also used to do like this sometimes. But you, every time you are like this. You should allow people to provoke you. Me, I'm jealous of people who can do what I can do. They provoke me. If I notice that somebody's already doing what I can't forget as a teenager when I noticed that Pastor DJ, my friend, was the best giver out of all of us. Ah! I felt, this guy cannot continue like this. I started competing with him. Because any small thing, we're going somewhere, it will pay for everyone. It will be the one doing everything. I said, Kai, he wants to use our glory. Okay. That's how I interpreted it. I said, Ovelu, go, Avi. He wants to use my glory, so I won't have glory to use. So I started competing with him. If you're around me, any good thing you do, I will compete with you. I will compete with you. If I notice you are a greater giver than me, I'll shift gear. Everything. If I see you pray more than me, or you want to be more humble than me, not here. If you go down, I'll dig the grave. Never. I don't want to have a better Christian around me. I don't like it. I don't like it. I judge myself by Christian standard, not ministry standard. That's what I used to judge myself. Even my wife, I compete with her. When I just say, this girl is beginning to pray more than me. I'll tell her, it's not about all those things. You know, I said, you know the realm I'm praying from. You know the realm I'm praying for. You just think. She said, I know. That's why Cuckoo want to get there. I said, forget about that one. Again. I told her that some weeks ago. I said, forget. There are realms to this thing. So forget that every time, every morning, every day. Because she's always praying. She's always praying. See, sometimes I go day like this. You no go know, say I dey pray. Oh my goodness. We are meant to provoke one another. Don't look for somebody who is provoking you to sin. Run away. Somebody who you told that, I nearly kissed that girl yesterday. And the person say, at least you know kiss her. I know we tell you the one way me I do. Well, all of us now grace. See, if you have that kind of friend there, very soon both of you will be arranging girls for yourselves. When so you told someone that, I remember the day whilst I was younger, I was confessing one of my faults to Pastor Digi. I had not finished talking. He was already crying. Even me, this is that. He told me, that's why he's my friend. That's why I made him my friend. Not the one that I would tell that, Kai, this girl don't enter my eye. And he will not say, not only your eye. not that one. You have to choose your friends wisely. The ones that will provoke you to good works. The one that you will knock on their door, they are still praying. You go, you come back, they are still praying. Then a question will not, you get a question from inside your soul. A question. You ask yourself, what am I doing with my life? You go, the person is praying. You say, I will come back. 1 hour back, you see a paragraph. You say, okay, so what do I want to do? You ask yourself, what do I want to do with my life? Then you will not go and kneel down and say, Lord, I'm here. That's how you receive. You need breakthrough in prayer. You need breakthrough in prayer. Hey! You need breakthrough in prayer. You need to have days where you broke through in prayer and then that day you are protecting that day like an egg. You don't want anything to tamper with your soul because the encounters you've had. You need breakthrough in prayer. You need to see your destiny in prayer. You need to see your future in prayer. Your future is not in think deep. What can you do without collecting money? That's not where destiny is. Say, think, what can you do without collecting money? Think deep, deep. What is that destiny? Angels are still appearing to people. You have not pushed enough. Angels, if an angel appears to you, your life will change. Your focus will change. When angels started appearing to me, that's when I knew that my life is more than this. Pray. And you don't need that. You see, the appearance of angel is not the peak of encounter. It's knowing in your heart. You just know who you are. You need to pray till you break through into I can be poor again. You need to pray. You can pray into I will never be sick again. It's not just confession. You pray and you got something from God. Are we together here? But you need to practice these things. Eh? Prayer is practice. It gets sweeter as you practice it. Practice prayer. You need to be addicted. You need to be an addicted servant. You need to be addicted to service. Give me Luke 16:12. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will what? Huh? I can't hear you. Read the scripture. 1, 2, 3, go. Who? Nobody. God says, he's asking you a rhetorical question. Say, if you have not been faithful, so one of the ways that you are going to be sure that destiny will not come to pass is that you have not been faithful. You know, faithfulness is a strong word. It didn't say you did not do. You can do for another man, but not be faithful. It's talking about you are doing it as if it's yours. Listen, that is how you should engage people's things generally. Generally. If people give you their cars, use it as if it's your own. Anything, generally. It must be a rule that you live by. But you must be addicted to service. Addicted servant. Addicted to service. Let service be your nature. Are you together with me? Because those are the people God likes. Why? Because when... Can I talk to you?
Yes,
I said, can I talk to you?
Yes,
when you have the heart of a servant, your soul, your spirit will not be harsh. And that's why God is not afraid to commit things to you, because you won't be injurious. You won't injure people. When a heart is lifted up, when that heart engages people, it will bring injury to people. A servant heart makes you soft. So that no matter what God puts on you, you won't injure people. You know, some people injure people. The way they speak, the brashness, the harshness, is because they don't have a servant heart. They always think that they have what they have because they are the best. But you don't have what you have because you are the best. You have what you have because you are called to serve others with it. So be an addicted servant. It is on service that the genuine anointing of God rests. Let's look at one of the greatest prophets. The scripture, 2 Kings 3:11. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of him, of the Lord by him? And one of the king's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. They are looking for a great prophet. But the identity of a great prophet is that he poured water on Elijah's hands. And I tell you, this was the spirit that brought that authority. Such a very insignificant and very low level task. Just be pouring water on Elijah's hand. It was just serving Elijah. It was just making sure it's well with Elijah. And that way he was qualifying for a mantle. Addicted what? I can't hear you. Addicted what?
Service.
Addicted what?
Service.
Addicted what?
Service.
I can't hear you. Addicted what?
Service.
You must also be an addicted giver. You must be addicted to giving. Acts 4:37. Let's read there. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted as son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now go back. 36. Is that him? 36. The guy's name is Joseph. But this man was so good that the apostles themselves gave him Barnabas. It was the apostles that named him Barnabas, and the meaning is what? Son of consolation. Oh my goodness. Is this not a profitable servant?
Yeah.
They gave him son of, all the apostles gave him son of consolation. That means if they are sharing the the church that day, maybe they are trying to pick team and say, I want, I too. Everybody will want to pick Barnabas, Joseph, because all of them gave him son of consolation. And this guy, a Levite, he sold his land. Are we together here? And you know what it means when a Jew says his land. The old promise of God for a Jew is land. That's the old hope of a Jew. And this man sold it. No wonder he became a mighty man. He was addicted to the cause of the kingdom. Listen, anyone that tells you otherwise is telling you a lie. These all great people, this is their lifestyle. Anyone telling you otherwise is just being carnal and telling you otherwise. There has to be an addiction to the things of God. You have to give your all to it. This is what God looks at from heaven and releases grace and substances. Do we have sons of consolation here?
Yes, sir.
I wish I can hear their voice. Do we have sons of consolation here?
Yes, sir.
I want to be a son of consolation. I want those that I'm joined to call me son of consolation. Hey, to gladden my heart. Hey, akabara dia. I want the apostles I submit to call me a son of consolation. That's what I want. I don't want them to call me Alexander. I don't want them to pray a prayer that you are not sure. Is it a prayer or a curse? You say God will reward him according to his works. That's a curse that is hidden. You need to take the word to the lab to find out the causes inside it. That's, oh my goodness. But that's not your portion.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Number what now? Six. How do you receive? What kind of posture must you have? You must have unnatural focus. Uncommon. Uncommon. Focus that is worthy of criticism. This is how we get it. Focus worthy of what? Worthy of what? Criticism. It has to be unnatural. Unnatural focus. You know, that was what Elijah told Elisha. He said, if you see me. If it was an easy thing, he wouldn't have said, if you see me. It means it was not an easy thing. He said, if you see me. So there is a connection between... Are you together with me? Between receiving and what? Focus. This is the only way. Any other way, you will just be doing church, but you'll find out that nothing is upon your head. Unnatural what? Focus. Do you know all these things are like things that make us childlike? Have you noticed? Everything I'm saying will make you a child. You'll be childlike. But the spirit of the lion will be coming upon you, even though your heart is the heart of a child. Am I preaching here?
Yes,
unnatural focus. Even in that's why I even have a way I hear. I'm used to how I hear. When I'm listening, I listen with focus, attention. You see, because the real things that you are meant to get are not usually being said. Yeah. 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 You need to look closely to find out a secret. I tell you the truth, friends. Listen, come, Lalo. After I tell you all that I know, it's not sure that you can replicate it. Because the last one I did not tell you that I can't tell you is who I am. Can I teach my spirit? I can teach you what I know. But what about my spirit? I can't teach that. That one is focus that you will use to get it. That's why it's more than laws. It's more than this. After you have got all of that, then you focus. Because if you know everything, if you have a wrong spirit, you can't work it. It's not just brain knowledge. There's a spirit. Was it the apostle who was preaching and he said he saw a man who was focused on him. And then he perceived his faith. It means there was a way he was listening. And then Paul now went to raise him up. The guy has almost, if Paul did not come, the guy would have stood up by himself. That's the level of focus. When Peter and John was going to eat that guy, they told him, look at us. He says, look unto us. He says, you should look unto God, not look unto man. All right, congrats. He says, look unto us. That's how we get it. You don't get it casual. You get it with focus. Unnatural focus. Uncommon focus. Why? Ask me why. Because it's precious. It's precious. It's not free. It's not casual. You get it with focus. You really must want it. That's how it moves. The thing moves. The thing can be transferred. It actually moves. Oh, it's real. It's transferable. But it's not cheap. It's not cheap. The grace of God is not cheap. There is a heart posture. And Jesus taught us not to cast our precious pearls to swine. Grace is precious. It's precious. But tonight, I see something coming upon your head tonight. I see it. I see. I see that which is more than you coming upon you. I saw in the spirit a very young person. But what was strange about you is that your steps are giant. You are young, but your steps are giant steps. Because more has been added to you. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The last one is what I taught you about is love. I told you, love. You must love. You must love God's men. You must love God's men. You must have a love for God's men. Because they are precious. They are precious. When Jesus died and resurrected, what he gave us was not skyscrapers. What he gave us was not technology. My friends, when Jesus thought about the best thing to give to us, it's men. He gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors. That was the deepest of Jesus' thoughts. That was his height of his goodness to mankind. If it's like that to Jesus, why don't you make it like that also? Yeah. Are you together with me?
Yes,
so you must love God's men. You must have a passion for God's men. Do you know in this church we have a percentage of the offering of this church for God's men. Every money that enters, automatically a percentage goes. And what we use it for is for God's men. Whenever we find out a man of God is in need, we send that money to that man of God. Anytime a man of God comes to the city, we use it to get him into an hotel. We just hear a man of God has a crisis. We have where we give to men of God. Not necessarily the ones connected to us, any man of God. Because I love God's men. Talk less of the ones that are now my own. Two are my own. Two. I love them. I love them. I rarely give to the work they do. I give to them. Because a lot of us, our hatred for God's men is hidden by giving to the ministry. You hide your hatred for God's men and you give, and you still want to be giving to God. So you say, how can I give to God without giving to these idiots? All right, so this is for the work of the ministry. This is for the assignment. No. 99% of every giving in scripture was given to the men. Not the organization. To the men. But the men were dead to themselves that they were serving the work. So it automatically went to the work. But those who give to them because they loved them. Was it the other day I was teaching? Was it from Luke chapter 8? About the women, the disciples. Give it to me quickly. The disciples that went to Jesus for ministry work. Luke chapter 8 quickly. I won't tell you a lie. I have to tell you the truth. Don't you think so? Don't you think so? I should tell you the truth. And I shouldn't necessarily tell you what your brain likes. I should tell you the word of God.
Yes.
Yeah. The word of God. That the world will not. You know, some if this preaching goes to Twitter, they'll see all these bearded idiots. Yeah. See. No, verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits, infirmity. No government agency can. We do what God has called us to do, what the government cannot do. Can they cast out devils? Which president can cast out devil? Is there budget for deliverance? And what's troubling people more than devils? If you give someone all the money in the world and he has a devil, he has an evil spirit, the money will just be disappearing. Mary Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, not one, not two, seven. Joanna, the wife of Shusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people, oh my goodness, thank you, my Father. Are you ready tonight? That thing has come already. That glorious cloud has come. And when much people were gathered together, they were come to him. All right. No, go back to the scripture. I was distracted. It says, and many others which ministered unto who? Him of their substance. They ministered to all him of their substance. Yeah. A love. We have read severally Paul when he was reading, when he was teaching, and when he wrote to the Philippians church, chapter 4. Let's read it again. I've read it severally, but let's read it again. I'm already wrapping up. We're just going to commit ourselves to Jesus, and Jesus will bless us in a beautiful way like he has been doing since morning. Amen.
Amen.
No, let's start from, but I rejoice. No, let's start from no other church ministered to me concerning giving and receiving. Be quick, please. All right. Okay, let's start from 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last time, you're what?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
So there was a love for Paul. Love for Paul. Has flourished again. Wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and how I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, ye have done well. That ye communicate with my affliction. All right? Now, ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. And it was worthy of note that even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire a fruit that may abound to your account. Can you see why people have nothing in their account? Because there's no one they care for. The person God has sent to them, there's no care. Listen, if you like, fight these things. This is the reason for Christian struggle. When you see the Christian soldier struggling, onward Christian soldier, when you see him struggling, these are the things he doesn't understand. He has refused to do life the way God has ordained us to do it. You are born again, but you are carnal in your brain. You are carnal in your mind. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God, eh? Which God?
My God.
Paul's God. So this is not a quotation. for you to just say, my God, it's not your God. It's not the God of the believers there. It's the God of Paul. So it's not for you to just sit down at home and say, my God, sounds of like, no. It's somebody else that we see over you. My God shall supply all your needs. Oh my goodness. The heavens and the earth was created by words. What about your future? Don't joke with words. Don't joke with anointed words. The heavens and the earth was created by the word of God. What about your future? Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs to the Philippian church. It means that that church will be basking in strange supply. It will not be because of CBN or policy. Are you together with me?
Yes,
and tonight, one of the things I will say to you tonight is that my God shall supply all your needs.
Yes.
Now, can you now understand the theology, even though some took it to the extreme, of our mothers when they say, Olorun Adeboye. Can you now understand what they are talking from? Because a lot of you just criticize what you don't know. There's something called that. There's something called my pastor. There's something called my prophet. There's something called my apostle. It does not separate you from personal. I've told you to pray. I've told you all of that. But there's another addition. A lot of you don't use these things. A lot of you don't key yourself to these things. Well, one of our daughters was going to lose her eye. I said, I don't have a daughter that will lose her eye. I don't care what the doctors say. You won't lose your eye. The possibility doesn't exist. And the reason in the spirit is because Pastor Zach's daughter will not lose her eye. That would be the reason why she wouldn't lose her eye. And she's not losing it. And she did not lose it. You are not going to be small.
Amen.
You are not going to be insignificant.
Amen.
I'm going to give you some seconds. Listen to me clearly. In those seconds, you begin to picture the prophecies that God has given to you. You picture it in your mind. Hear me. And then under this cloud, you will inject it into your consciousness in another level. And then release utterances. Knowing that the Lord is here. The Father's blessing is here. And knowing that everything you agree on tonight, your life shall begin to take that course. Oh, Yabara Diakosia. Aha. This is how it happens, though. This is how it happens. This is how it happens. You can do it standing, you can do it sitting, you can do it anyhow you want to do it. Conclude on some things. Conclude. Conclude, 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 conclude. And as we do this in a few minutes, for some of you, a weight and a witness of glory is going to hit you where you are.
Shirare logo. Shirare logo. Shirare logo.
Kaba sona yebash.
Oluwa.
Alakatoma shadida.
Shirare logo. Shirare logo.
That's it. I see the overwhelming glory of God. Uh-huh, that's it. That's it. Tonight is the night where you step into purpose. You step into conviction of destiny. Tonight is that night. Just like it happened to me, it shall not happen to you. A night you will never forget. Ayakume ladies. Arateda. Ayakoba, Ayakoba, Asaladia. Allow the Spirit of God take over. Allow the Holy Spirit minister to you. Ayakata
Logo 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 Oluwa
Tobelagadia, Selaka Tobesia, Share Thomas. Jesus' name we pray. I can hear your voice in Jesus' name we pray. Before I pray for everyone, I want you to pray for yourself, maybe just one prayer. Can you be on your feet, ready to pray? You're going to pray in tongues. And you're going to pray with all the energy that you have. But what I see is that every cloud, thought, belief that is around limitation, it will roll off your head. And the very glorious destiny that God has ordained for you will now be one with your soul. You will be completely soaked into that identity. When I tell you it's time to pray, you lift up your voice and pray in other tongues, and you will believe God for an impartation in line with your purpose, your calling, and your destiny. Until you break through into that spirit of what God has ordained for you. Can you now lift up your voice and begin to pray? Begin to pray. That's the prayer for today. That's the prayer for tonight. That's the prayer for tonight. That's your only prayer tonight. That's your only prayer tonight. Ayakoperedia. 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 Every sense of limitation, whether it's in the mind, whether it's a devil, whether it's a demon, kabuni, asiatomelege, it rose off tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, ayakamane kotaba. Eselaki katoma, saladina, 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 alakai kotoma, selako peredia, ayakoto melegedosia, asharabalagatome, ashalabaragatome, ayagato melegedisia, saladina, saladina, ileketoba shando yakada, ayakatome legedis, ayakatome legedisia, seleketeme legatoa, Asimaradia, 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 Asimaradia. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Hey, tonight is your night. Alagadabelagadisa, Alagadela Begadisa, Alagad Okubelagatua, Okula Belagatua, Oluka Ashataba, Ashataba, Ashatala. Ashataba, 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 Ashaka. In Jesus' name, we pray. Peter said, hear this, wait, hear this. Peter said, such as I have, I give to you. I hear from heaven now. I can't give you what I don't have. There's one thing I have. The gift of faith for the fulfillment of a man's purpose. I carry it. It's not intellect. It's from God. I carry it. I am unaware of what can't be done. In line with what God, hear me, I will tell you what to do. I'm the owner. I'm the owner for tonight. God gave to me. And we are going to receive it en masse. For some of you, it will come as lightning. It will hit you. It will manifest however it wants to manifest. But you are going to pray about it. What you are going to say is, the gift of faith that makes a man to fulfill destiny to its fullness, I receive tonight. The gift of faith that makes a man to fulfill destiny to its fullness, I receive tonight. Now, lift up your voice and pray in other tongues. The impartation will fill the room now. Alekoto melegedi. Asalatena. Ashato melegedi. Areke poridisa. Saleta. Saleta. Ekaitu melegedi. Salakapura. Only good days. Hey, it's already falling now. It's already happening now. It's already happening now. It's a gift. It's a mantle. It's an anointing. It's already here now. Ayatoha, such as I have, I give to you. I gift you. I gift you. I gift you. I gift you. I come tonight and I gift you. Arebokotomelea. Asatomelegetu. Oshoperadia. Ayayayayayayaya. Akaikotomele. Akurapeyota. Lift your voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Help that brother. Help him. 1, 2. Kabia katome atachacha chukudua isaporedi kabosa elegadi. It's fallen. Ashakatos. That is it. Help her. Ayagadabasa. Hey, there are 10 of you. The power of God is coming upon you. Where are they? Kashatoba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Passoma. Help her. Help them. Help her, please. Ushers, help. Kayako Tobasi. Allegatobasi. Arapaloto. Help her. Kope Shatoma. Alagados Sikada. In Jesus' name we're praying. Retain your prayer energy. It's here now. I hear the opening of eyes. That grace that makes a man see his destiny. And he doesn't have the ability to doubt. Oh yeah, lift up your voice. Receive it now. Alagados here. Where are they? There are 10 of them. Where are they? Ayatome legadis. Aragati mashasha. Koba. There's someone right now. The hand of God is coming upon you. And it's breaking you into visions. And you will see a vision now. And you will perpetually begin to see like that and that order. Let the oil rest on you now. Let the oil rest on you now. I got in my letter. Kabuna. Kados. Eragadisa. Oh, Kamelete. Jesus, they were praying. Hold the person's hand beside you. Shut your eyes. Hold the person's hand. There are 10 people God wants to minister to personally now. I don't know what the Lord wants to do, but I know it's something good. The wind of glory is going to move in the room. And there are 10 of you, the overwhelming. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Kabas. Help them, please. Ushers, go to my right hand side. There is the angel of the Lord on my right hand side. Oh my goodness, Abaya Kuta and Legatobe Super. Their deliverance is going on there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kadas. Help her, help her. She's a pregnant woman. Help her, please. Help her, please. Aradobi ato obakado. Put on a chair, put on a chair. Oh my goodness. Hey! I'm call Lekon, yes. You can hold him. The fire that I carry, Pasopedia, Agadalasha, Orebiatome, Akatome. Akatome, akatome ya, elegedia superedisha, ilegetobe susu, susu susuka, ilegetome ligeto, ya, ayatama zokoti, osha paradiso, o superedia, alagadina meke, oh my goodness, o kaledisha non. It's on you. That fire is on you. It's on you. It's on you. Go on. Padias. Bring her for me. Bring her to me. The Lord asked me to give you a new garment. Come. The Lord asked me to give you a new garment. Stand. Try and stand. You are going to turn thrice. Turn thrice. 1, 2, 3. That's it. Take it. That's it. Cardias. All those that came from Abuliegba, rush down to the front. The Lord says, I should bless you for your sacrifice. Come here. Before I pray for you, let me pray for those. Hold your hands. All of you, come close. Hold your hands. Hold your hands. Sashuperedia. Aletemesika. Ayato. Shut your eyes, all of you that came from Abuliegba. At the count of three, you are receiving fresh fire. And that fire, you will turn that city around. At the count of three, hold hands. 1, 2, 3. Take it. That's it. It's here. It's on this side. It's moving like this. Koba. Arate my shoulder. Push. Push. Aleketoma. Asatoma. Take it. Is there anyone in this room oppressed by a devil? Oradia Soparia. Every demonic oppression. My name is Zach. I come in the name of Jesus. I sack every demonic oppression at the count of three. You will leave where you are right now and out of the bodies. 1, 2, 3. Out. I want to pray now for those who have a call into ministry. In this room, wherever you are, you don't have to come outside, wherever you are, let a new strength, let a new impetus. Some of you do not even know, but the grace, the fire of God will come upon you now. I bring an impartation on all those who are called into ministry. Let the glory rest. Let the glory rest. Let the glory rest. Let the glory rest. Aratina masisi, aratina masisi, aratika bonis, alakatobash. In Jesus' name, I prayed.
Amen.
Ushers, I want you to go to my right hand side. There's somebody I need to lay my hands on. I need to pray for somebody on my right hand side. The hand of God is going to come upon that person. When it comes, bring the person up. All right. That person. Father, who's that person? Oh, my goodness. The Lord has an intercessor there. The Lord has an intercessor there. The Lord has a... Don't bring her yet. Let her just still stay. The Lord has an intercessor there. I'll tell you when to bring her. There are still about two more people there. Oh, my goodness. My sister, can you just stretch your hand a bit? You. Yes, just stretch it a bit. That's her. That's her. That's her. You asked him to touch you. You asked for it. Now the fire of God is coming upon your hands now. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Today is your last day of doubting. Today is your last day of does it. Just leave them. There's one more person there, but you don't have to bring them out. The Lord has done what he wants to do. Go here. I need to pray for a man here. There's a man here. It's the last prayer I want to pray generally. But there is an oil of wealth that I need to pray about. But there is a man there who will be a sign to it. The hand of God will come upon that man. The hand of God will come upon him. His legs will not be able to hold him anymore. That is the man. Have you found him? All right, good. Just stay. Just leave him there. Oh. Everybody here, hold your hands. I would always bless you. Beloved of God. Beloved of God. Beloved of God. You are the beloved of God. You are the beloved of God. Beloved. Beloved of God. Beloved. Beloved of God. Beloved. Beloved. The Lord calls you beloved. Aha. O Rabbasarabai. Oh, oh, Kabaya. Oh, Kabaya. Every door that needs to open, that the enemy or circumstance has locked, I decree them open. Any area of your life that you cannot yet describe beautiful, I command it to become beautiful. Anyone that has decided to be an adversary to you, they shall lose their seats and lose their life. Your adversaries shall see the wrath of God. That which is yours, we command the power of God to make sure it gets to you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says the Lord gives power to make wealth, the grace to prosper. The grace to prosper. Rest upon you. Oh, yeah, would they bear? Whatever you want the Lord to do for you, put it at the topmost of your heart. I say it is done in Jesus' name. The angels that have vest prayer points and turn them to answers, let them avest your prayers and turn it to answer. Your testimonies will take days to finish hearing it. It is well with you. Choir, the Lord is still ministering to you guys. Everybody here, I see the Lord still ministering. Just keep receiving there. It is well with you.
Amen.
Your feet will not be weak again.
Amen.
Oh, your feet will not be weak again.
Amen.
The Lord strengthens your feet.
Amen.
You'll walk with God triumphantly.
Amen.
You will not leave the house of the Lord. You are not going back. You are not going back. Grace to grace. Strength to strength. Come on, can you give God a shout of praise in the house? Come and see what the Lord has done for me. He has taken away my shame. Now I'm free. I got my guru, because of Jesus, every day na shakarade.
yourself. Can I get the head usher? Come and tell me how to receive the offerings. As we are receiving, giving these offerings, I want you to do it with a lot of joy. I want us to fill this place with joy and rejoicing. For those who can, if you're still engaging the Lord, go ahead and keep doing that. But that's... So, that's what we shall be doing. I don't know if the choir is ready. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? You are looking at me like this. Are you ready?
Yes!
All right.
Come and sing. Okay. Sorry.
You are not just people. You are not just.
I can never ever be strong. take flight in your word. I take flight in your spirit. And I ride on eagle's wing. My Jesus gave me wings to fly. I take flight in your word. I take flight in your spirit. And I ride on eagle's wing. My Jesus gave me wings to fly. Manna. You bring me to your table, Yeshua. I want your manna. Call me to your altar, Yeshua. All I need is manna. Manna, manna. Manna, manna, eh. Bring me to your altar, Yeshua. I want your manna. Bring me to your table, Yeshua. All I ask is manna. Manna, manna, eh. Manna every day. Every day, bring me to your table. Yes, you are. All I want is manna. Morning, afternoon, evening. Yes, you are. I need your manna. Manna, manna, my lips, it's in my heart. It's on my lips, it's in my heart. Say, your honor, your honor. I will praise you every day. I will praise you every day. I will praise you every day. Yes. I will praise you every day. When I pass through the fire, Lord, I know. Yes, I know that you are there. When I pass through the storm, Lord, I know, yes, I know that you are there. When I see you or I don't see you, Lord, I know, yes, I know that you are there.
Say, you always there.
You always there.
You never left.
You never left.
Lord, I know.
Lord, I know.
Yes, I know.
I know that you are there.
Come on, shout it, thunderous hallelujah.
Never forget all God told you today. Never forget it. All right? We shall see tomorrow morning to do what? Come and shark prayer tomorrow. What are you coming to do tomorrow morning? We shark prayer tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow evening, where will you be? You'll be in your various glory homes. And then on Sunday morning, where are you? Sunday night, grand finale. You know, when you come Sunday night, just be announcing to everybody, make way, make way, make way, make way. Okay?
because that Sunday night is all praise, all worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. It is well with you. Amen. Don't you know? All right, so know that it is well with you. And let that charge lead you all in all your endeavors. God bless you. I love you to the bone, to the teeth.
Yes!